When Jesus came back to Capernaum after a few days, it was heard that he was at home. So many gathered there that there was no more space, not even at the door, and he spoke the word to them. Then some men came to him who were bringing a paralyzed man. Four people were carrying him. When they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof that was above Jesus. And after they made an opening, they lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, and they reasoned in their hearts, "How can this man speak this way? He blasphemes. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit what they were thinking within themselves. He said to them, "Why are you thinking this in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take up your mat, and walk'? But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, take up your mat, and go to your house." He got up and immediately took up the mat and went out of the house in front of everyone, so that they were all amazed, and they gave glory to God, and they said, "We never saw anything like this." He went out again by the lake, and all the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's tent, and he said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him. Jesus was having a meal in Levi's house, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with him and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. When the scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "People who are strong in body do not need a physician. Only people who are sick need one. I did not come to call righteous people, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding attendants fast while the bridegroom is still with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and in those days they will fast. No one sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and there is a worse tear. No one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins are lost. Instead, new wine is put into fresh wineskins." On the Sabbath day, Jesus went through some grain fields, and his disciples began picking heads of grain as they made their way. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing something that is not lawful on the Sabbath day?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and the men who were with him? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is unlawful for anyone to eat except the priests. And he even gave some to those who were with him." Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for mankind, not mankind for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.